Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm back, baby. Back now to more of the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And it's John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this All-Star Tuesday. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app so you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game at JMCH316 on my personal Twitter page. By the way, too, come on out tomorrow night. We're going to be at Hampton and Hudson. I'm going to be at Hampton and Hudson from 7 to 9 as we have an Atlanta United watch party. So come on out. Hampton and Hudson, I think it's 229 North Highland Avenue. Great part of town. I love that North Highland area. And come on out. Hampton and Hudson, come on out. 7 to 9 Bud Light drink specials. Be 21 and over and drink responsibly. But Bud Light drink specials. I don't really do much drinking, so I'm probably not really a good candidate for all of that kind of stuff. But it'll be fun. Look, we got ticket giveaways. We had a good time the last time we did one of these events, so a couple weeks ago. Well, about 3 weeks ago, maybe. But we had a lot of fun. And so giving away some tickets to an upcoming match. We've got a signed jersey from an Atlanta United player. So it's a lot of fun. We do the giveaways and just kind of hang out, eat. I'll eat. If nobody else will eat. You guys can drink. I'll eat. How about that? We'll make a fair trade-off. So, but come on out. 7 and 9. I'm going to be out at Hampton and Hudson. And we'll have some fun out tomorrow night as you watch some Atlanta United. This, of course, should I look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So besides doing Good Morning Football on the NFL Network the other day, Grady Jarrett was on with Alex Marvez, who... I got my thoughts about Alex. I mean, Alex Marvez, do you know that Randy McMichael is Alex Marvez's favorite dolphin? Did you know that?
I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, that's his favorite dolphin is Randy McMichael. But anyway, he, as Jim Cornette calls him, Officer Bar Brady. He doesn't do, yeah, he's not necessarily maybe meant for the wrestling business, but that's a whole separate discussion. But Robert Turbin and Alex Marvez, they do the Sirius XM Blitz show, and they had Grady Jarrett on the show the other day talking about a lot of different things. When he was talking about Desmond Ridder, they asked him to describe Desmond Ridder in one word, and he said confident. He praised Ridder's ability to stay focused and unruffled despite the criticisms and doubts surrounding the team's decision to start him. Jarrett said that the negative energy surrounding the quarterback position has not affected Ridder in the least, and he commended Ridder's belief in his own abilities and his dedication to showcasing his skills day in, day out. Quote, I mean, he's so confident in the things he's going to be able to do, and we're confident in him, the things that we know he can achieve because he showed the work day in and day out. Well, listen, again, I'll say that Desmond Ridder's a winner. And when you're a winner, Again, you might not have all of the physical skills, right? You might not have the Jeff George arm or the Peyton Manning football IQ or just the moxie of a Tom Brady. There's all different parts of quarterbacks that make up guys in the NFL. The creativity of a Pat Mahomes, right? But Desmond Ridder's a winner. And that's the, when, again, we talk about what's the most important thing. I need a guy who can win games. Show me a guy who can win football. Show me a guy who doesn't throw for 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns, but he wins a lot of games. And see, that's where I get sideways with the Kirk Cousins and such of the world. Those guys, and Derek Carr is another one. All right, throws for 5,000 yards. Yeah, but he's not a winner. Like, what? The Raiders franchise is no better today than they were a decade ago when he was the rookie there. Their franchise is no better. He didn't leave the franchise in a better position when he left than when he was there. And that's the thing about it. And I think Desmond Ridder's a guy that he's a guy that will leave this franchise, whatever point of life that is, but in better hands than what it was when he got a hold of it. Grady talking about the NFC South, quote, "We are not going to go out there and just lay down on nobody. We're going to be where we want to be in the end. You want to win the division. You want to get to the postseason. You want to compete for championships, and that's what we're focused on, being the best we can be, and that's going to get us where we need to be." Well, I mean, obviously, look, first step, win the NFC South, right? Actually, first step, probably make the postseason. Because you win the NFC South, you're in the postseason, okay? So first step is make the postseason. If you don't win the division, fine. Just get to the playoffs. Second thing would be win the NFC South. That will get you in the playoffs, guaranteed, okay? Then from there, look, again, you get in the playoffs with a team like this, anything can happen. There can be any kind of roll of the dice with everything. So, look, Grady knows. Grady's been part of really good teams. Grady's been part of some really crap teams. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, look, Grady is one of the faces, if not the face, of this franchise, and certainly was a big deal to keep him back in the fold and sign him to that big contract extension. Bleacher Report predicting every team's biggest bust of the 2023 NFL season. Okay, for the Atlanta Falcons, Bud Dupree. Here's their write-up. Quote, "Bud Dupree is not going to save the Falcons' pass rush. Just ask the Tennessee Titans how that plan plays out. The Falcons, who were last in pressure percentage last season, have taken stabs at solving their pass rush issues over the last few seasons. Dupree is one of the latest as they gave him a modest one-year, $3 million contract to see if he can return to form from his days with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The fact is that Dupree's best days come with the Steelers in a blitz-heavy scheme that featured T.J. Watt. That makes production a lot easier to come by. When the Titans scheme asked him to win matchups by himself without the benefit of blitzing, he combined for just 7 sacks over the last 2 seasons. It doesn't help that injuries limited him to 22 games over those last 2 seasons as well. The continued development of Lorenzo Carter and a breakout season from Arnold Ebiketie are much more likely to help the Falcons get after the pass rusher." Now, you have been a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dom.
Yes.
And, D-Led has talked about this, that when all is said and done, Bud Dupree might be one of those veterans that ends up getting cut, but you saw him in that scheme in Pittsburgh. He thrived in that, but to their point, when you have to win one-on-one, he was a guy that maybe at times could not do that.
Yeah, that was always his issue. It wasn't a coincidence that his best statistical year, the year directly before he signed that contract with the Titans, that was with T.J. Watt.
Right.
You have T.J. Watt on the other side. You have Cam Hayward in the middle. He's getting paired up. He's getting a bunch of one-on-ones. He's getting a bunch of, all right, hey, let's put a tight end on him. Like, that's when he's most effective. That's why I think if you are the Falcons, you're hoping someone else can kind of take that next step.
Sure.
Because then if you have someone that offenses have to commit, a double team to or something like that, and you can give Bud those one-on-one situations, he's athletic enough even still to win those.
So, again, they talk about breakout season from Arnold Ebiketie. Okay, they're 7 months behind me in this scenario. I've been talking about that since literally the end of the regular season, that Arnold Ebiketie has to be their breakout player.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, we see this all the time. The Falcons signed a guy by the name of Ray Edwards back in the old days, okay? And he was a double-digit sack guy for the Minnesota Vikings, okay? Came in here and was a complete flop. Now, when he played with the Vikings, do you know who we got, who we paired up with on the other side of that defensive end spot?
Who's that?
Jared Allen. Okay? Who, let me see. Oh, yeah, he's one of the best pass rushers in NFL history.
Yeah.
So, guys like that, and that probably is the scenario about a Bud Dupree. Is he more like Ray Edwards, or is he a guy that can contribute? Because, again, we've been down this road before. You know, we've been down this road with guys who are the great second fiddles, but not that guy. They're not, again, Ray Edwards, a great second fiddle when he plays with Jared Allen, but not that guy. And we don't have Jared Allen. We don't have Myles Garrett. You know, we don't have Nick Bosa. We don't have Khalil Mack. We don't have those guys. And that's my biggest concern is, do I have that fire breather coming off the edge to get the quarterback? Now, let's tie into all of this. So, Nick Holden is a writer for the Fan-Sided Network. Blogging Dirty is the website that that covers the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, he talks about the, he says the three clear ways that the Falcons must improve in 2023. And he puts them in an order, okay? One is late game coaching must improve. I don't disagree with that, but again, I think Arthur Smith will be better with a more talented roster. Improve play from the quarterback position, okay? Now, obviously, you know, look, we need to be better. But then he says Atlanta should now have a consistent pass rush. Okay, here's my answer to that, though. First off, this should be number one. This is your most glaring weakness.
Yeah.
When you sit down and break it down and analyze why we have not been a winner in 5 years. 2017 is the last time we were a playoff team and a team that was above 500. Okay? Now, again, Dom, you know, you're new to this thing, so I'm going to help educate you, okay? You know, why do you think that the San Francisco 49ers have been to five of the last 10 NFC championship games with two different head coaches and three different quarterbacks? By the way, none of them first-round guys.
Right.
Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Defense.
Okay. Not only that, they are the best line of scrimmage organization in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They have a dominant offensive line with the best left tackle in football. Is left tackle important?
Very.
Okay. And they have pass rusher after pass rusher after. Again, what they go do in the offseason? Well, hold on. They got Varner. They got Bosa. They got Armstead. What'd they go do in the offseason?
Lynn got Hargrave.
Oh, no, really?
Mm-hmm.
But they paid him $2, right?
No, they ponied up some money for
him. Huh? Really?
Yeah.
So they took their strength and put more strength on top of it.
Yep.
That's why you win in the NFL. You dominate on both sides of the line of scrimmage. You don't think it's coincidence, huh, that the Philadelphia Eagles, when they dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage, where'd they end up last year?
I believe they call that game the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. And where'd they finish in sacks in the NFL?
Number one.
Do we have that Josh Kendall clip? Go in Day-Day's folder and pull up the Josh Kendall clip. It's probably got to be in his folder somewhere. But again, that needs to be number one. Yeah, I agree. They need better quarterback play, but I don't think that that's going to be a problem. You can't be worse than Marcus Mariota. You can't be worse than him. Pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. That's the thing I'm concerned about. Do you have that clip? No. All right, well, we'll work on that. So, again, because it'll put my head in my – I'll be like Orin. I'll put my head in my hands when all is said and done. All right, when we come back, Heath Bell, former all-star major league closer, is going to join us. Fun conversation with Heath. We'll talk some baseball about the Braves and around the league when we come back. Chuck Reed, the Key Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Mark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Are you ready? Back with more John.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tuesday evening as we get ready for Major League Baseball's All-Star Classic Week. Midsummer Classic being played here this evening. So lots of news in the baseball world. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to former Major League closer, All-Star closer, Heath Bell. You can follow Heath on his personal Twitter page, at HeathBell21, and he joins me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Heath, a real pleasure. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight, and thanks for jumping on with us here in Atlanta.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys are having a kick-ass year this year.
Well, you know, and I'm going to ask you about that. I mean, you know, when you look at this Braves team, I mean, can you point out any flaws? I mean, are there any real things that stand out to you about this ball club, about, you know, what they've done in this first half, getting the, you know, the first team to 60 wins? Is there anything that jumps out about you negatively about the Braves right now?
You play in Hotlanta, kind of hot. The weather's not that good. No, but the Braves have been really good because they didn't, like, start off, you know, wildfire like kind of Cincinnati was tearing it up, or, you know, Tampa. You know, they were winning slowly, and then they just slowly are getting better and better and better. And it's, you know, everybody talks about, like, you know, like Houston was the team to beat last year, and a lot of people aren't talking about Braves for whatever reason, but they kind of might look like the team to beat this year.
You know, Heath, I mean, one of the things I've pointed out is there really doesn't seem to be any kind of flaws. And I had a chance to talk with Brett Boone here recently, and you know, he talked about when you look at this lineup, that there's really no holes in this lineup. It doesn't matter what part of the order that you're pitching against, you're always going to have somebody that can do some damage for you.
Well, there's not an easy out. Usually you have guys that, as long as you don't throw it down the middle, you know, you make your pitches, there's an easy out. You know, with Atlanta, there's not really an easy out. Everybody, you know, every good hitter only has like two holes in their swing. Holes is in what I'm talking about is, you know, that whole Ted Williams, you know, the nine strike zones, mm-hmm. you know, up and in, oh and away. There's usually only two holes you have to throw to, but in those, they can make contact. They maybe not hit power, but they can have contact and get on. So they're just, you know, they're a really, really good team. It's not like, you know, you got some stars, but, you know, you don't have like one superstar like Ohtani or and then some low guys. You got a bunch of guys and a bunch of guys that are established themselves and that are really good and future stars. And, you know, like I said, it's probably one of the teams to beat this year, you know. The only way that they're not going to win is if injuries, you know, they got to stay healthy. I mean, that's the only bug for everybody.
And, you know, it's been interesting because they have had the injury bug. I mean, obviously Max Fried, Kyle Wright, obviously Ian Anderson lost for the season. They've had injuries in their lineup. I think that's the remarkable thing, Heath, is that they have battled through this, and they've gotten contributions out of anybody. I mean, nobody saw Orlando Arcia starting in the All-Star game tonight. I mean, nobody saw that coming.
It's one of those things that it's a team. You know, right. Just because you're not part of the starting eight guys, you know, because nine is the start of the pitcher, but or I guess nowadays it's, you know, the DH. So the starting nine, it's you got guys on the bench that are just as capable of playing. They just, you know, there's somebody in front of them. And you got to give, you know, credit to where it's due, the management, coaching staff, to have all those guys to be ready to go when their time comes and to talk to them, say, hey, you're not starting right now, just in case something happens. And then something does happen, he steps right in, and it's not like you miss a beat. So that you got to give your props and tip your hat to the coaching staff for that.
Former All-Star closer Heath Bell joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline. How amazed are you by a guy like Spencer Strider? I mean, you know, he's doing things that only Max Scherzer has done. I mean, 160-plus strikeouts, 80 or fewer hits for only the second time since 1933 when the All-Star game started. I mean, he has been remarkable this year, leading the league in wins, leading the league in strikeouts. How impressed are you by his performance?
It's, you know, it's fun to watch because I feel like the last couple of years, it's been a lot of, you know, guys have really good stuff and there's been a lot of throwers not really hitting their spots. They got nasty stuff. And even if they throw it down the middle, you're not going to hit it because it's really nasty. Where he, I feel like, is a very good pitcher and he's a nasty pitcher. He's not just a thrower. He's not the guy that goes out there and just, hey, I got a wicked slider, a two seam, you know, fastball or a changeup or whatever it is. And if I throw it right, you'll never hit it. And he's like, I'm going to go down and away. I'm going to go up and in. I'm going to go down and in. I'm going to go midway. You know, he does it all. So it's for me as a pitcher, I love watching that. I love watching guys pitch. So it's been fun to, when I get a chance to watch him, if he's happened to be on TV when the game, where if I'm in front of the TV when he's pitching, it's kind of like, ooh. You know, it's kind of like the days when the Braves had Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavin. So it's, you know, you watch the pitchers. They were pitchers. So, and, you know, he's labeled one of those pitchers like Max Scherzer and stuff. The great pitchers are pitchers. They're not just throwers.
You know, Heath, I want to ask you something because you're obviously infinitely qualified to answer a question like this. You know, fans get upset when a closer isn't perfect every time. And you know, we had a little bit of a bump in the road with Kenley Jansen last year, and then he goes out and leads the league in saves, and he's got 40-plus saves, and, you know, again, he's leading the Braves bullpen. You know, Raisel Iglesias this year, you know, he's had a few bumps in the road, but, again, he's getting the job done. You know, how do you kind of tune out the noise when you're a closer and in that high-pressure situation? How do you kind of tune out the noise and just are able to focus on baseball and just not worry about your previous outing or your future outings? Like, how do you maintain that focus?
You know, you just got to go out there one pitch at a time, one batter at a time. It seems cliche, but it really, that's the way you go. And you kind of have a short memory. You don't think, you forget about what happened last night unless if I hung a slider and this guy hit it and I'm pitching the next night, it's the same guy. Well, I'm not going to hang that slider. So you got to remember that. But it's one of those things that fans are going to boo you because they want the best out of you. They want you to go out there and strike everybody out. They want you to go 1-2-3, and you're trying to do that too. But it's one of those things that, you know, we try and do our best. It doesn't always work out that way, but we like saying as long as we get the job done, doesn't really matter. It's kind of like a starting pitcher. If he can go six innings and get a W and get the team a chance to win the game, he did his job. But, you know, he really wants to go out there and pitch six shutout innings. But sometimes that happens and your offense doesn't score a run and you kind of feel like, well, I didn't do my job because the team, you know, I didn't have a chance to get a win. So you just have to go out there and, you know, just have a short memory. And also to be a good closer, you got to be a little different. You got to be – your screw's got to be loose a little bit. I mean, all good closers are a little bit different. I mean, everybody always says I think outside the box and stuff, and I guess that's just me, and I've never really grown up unless my kids, you know, get in trouble, then I have to be a grown-up. But Jansen's a great guy, and I think he's a great closer. And as soon as he figured out this pitch clock thing, because he had a little trouble with that, I think he was perfectly fine.
What was it when you looked at your end-of-year numbers? What was it, number of saves? Was it save percentage? Were there numbers that you paid attention to, you know, during the course of the year or once your season was over? Was there something that kind of just, okay, if I had 40 saves, I had a good year, or if I was 90% closing percentage? Like, was there something that stood out to you at the end of the year that you kind of pointed to as far as success goes?
Well, I was always wanted to win and get to a championship. Never got a chance for that. I was always there for the team. But when I had to actually reflect on my season, my dad told me something that the whip, you know, stat, I never really knew until I got to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Still really didn't pay attention. But I was always taught you want to have more innings than hits, or you want to have more strikeouts than innings. That's what my dad told me. And then you want to have more innings than walks and hits combined. So you add up your walks and hits, basically guys getting on base, and have more innings than that, you know, your number higher, and then have more strikeouts per inning. Those were the, like, two main things that I always looked at and said, if I did that, you know, if I pitched 60 innings and gave up 40 hits and 10 walks, that would, you know, and struck out, you know, 61 batters, that I had a good year. You know, and it didn't matter what my ERA was, didn't matter how many saves I had. You know, for me, it was trying not to ever blow a save, you know, but just that's kind of like a pitcher going out there and getting 15, 20 wins. So, but that was, you know, I figured if I did those things about keeping my walks down, keeping my hits down, and rack up those innings, that all the, you know, my ERA would be good, my saves would be good, and all that other stuff would take care of itself.
Former Major League All-Star closer Heath Bell joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, when you look at the National League this year, there's been some very disappointing teams. The Phillies, the Mets, the Padres, the Cardinals. I mean, teams that have spent big-time money. I saw a quote from Nolan Arenado where he's thinking that he may even be traded before the end of the year and maybe be traded by the trade deadline. It is interesting that some of these big-money franchises have certainly not lived up to expectations. I mean, it's not that the Braves haven't spent money or the Dodgers, but there are some big-money teams that have not performed very well this year. Is it just simply a lack of chemistry, or, you know, is there something else when you look at some of these high-dollar teams that they just can't come together?
I think it has to do with chemistry. I mean, I'm not in the clubhouses, but I've been a part of big-market teams and small-market teams. It's chemistry. It takes some time to get together. And I don't want to put any blame on anybody, but if I had to put blame on, it's kind of, you got to get, the manager's got to get some, because he's got to make these guys, you know, come together. You got to do something. You know, Joe Maddon was really good in Tampa about bringing guys together, about doing different things and kind of incorporating everybody. But when you bring a big money guy into a team, or two or three, then everybody kind of looks towards him, this and that. Or, you know, if there's an injury and your clubhouse, you know, nucleus, your clubhouse glue is hurt, then who else is going to fill that role, or this and that? Maybe you're waiting for him to come back or something, like in Philly when Harper was, you know, not started off the year. So it's just one of those things. Money doesn't win championships. You know, best farm system doesn't win championships, but good baseball teams win championships. And you got to put a good team together. And really, if the owners were really thinking, you go spend money, but you also got to, invest in, hey, we're not winning. You know, if we don't win this year, we're going to win next year. You know, you got to, it's not like a, I'm going to put all these great players together and this year we're going to win it. Like everybody says, this is our year. It's more like it's a 2-3 year process. The Cubs said that when Theo went over there from the Red Sox a couple years ago. He goes, this is like a 4 or 5 year plan. And then the third year, I think it was, or the fourth year, they won a World Series. So you got to put a team together. And I feel like some people or some owners and some management, it's all like, well, we'll just sign this guy and that guy and that guy. Well, you got to have good team chemistry too, because the dog days of summer or when things aren't going well, everybody's got to be heading the same direction. If not everybody's heading the same direction, there's your little chink in your armor. And, you know, we all know if you have a little weak spot, those guys in the big leagues, doesn't matter what team you are, doesn't matter if you're Oakland A's or Kansas City Royals right now, they're going to exploit it and they're going to beat you.
You know, and Heath, to your point, do you think that the game has kind of gotten too analytical with some of the decision-making in it?
Oh, yes, yes. There's never – let me put it this way. I always want to talk to analytical guys and say, please give me the stat on when somebody has a birthday, why do they always do well? Why wouldn't they – the birth of a son or a daughter, you know, of a child, why do they always do really well then? You know, analytic that. You know, it's just one of those things you can't. So in baseball, it's a unique sport that you can have a skinny guy, a fat guy, a slow guy, a tall, a short, and you could be great ballplayers. You know, it's one of those things that you could be different and do really well. You don't have to be the norm like everybody. So I really feel like analytics, if you were a pitcher, and if you're a pitcher and you just had a fastball like Mo did, Rivera, and you spotted and hit your spots and never missed, you could do really well and have a Hall of Fame career. But everybody needs a secondary pitch. And I feel like analytics can be that secondary pitch that helps you out. But if you always just throw curveballs, you know, that second pitch, then teams are going to eventually hit you. Maybe you have some nasty stuff, but you have to have one or two pitches, you know, where I feel like the analytics can help, but can't make the final decision. And I feel like a lot of teams make that's the final decision is analytics and stuff. So it's one of those things like, you know, Nelson Cruz with San Diego. He got released about a week or two ago. He's hitting better than the other guys, but analytics said since he's not as fast and stuff, then, you know, we got to let him go. Like, what? Doesn't make any sense.
Last question for you, Heath. You know, I think that's one of the things that we love about Brian Snitker is that there is kind of that old school feel to him that, you know, it's not. And again, look, analytics is everywhere in Major League Baseball, but there is something to kind of having that old soul in the dugout and just kind of guiding that ship, you know, calmly through the waters. And I think, you know, again, the lineage of Braves managers from Bobby Cox to now Brian Snitker, I think they've always kind of had that just kind of steady ship and, you know, they don't get too, you know, hyped up one direction or the other.
Yeah, it's just one of those things is being a professional. Bobby Cox was a great guy. Had a lot of conversations with him because, you know, he was just awesome. And any chance I got to go talk to him, I would. But it was just one of those things that you got to have a little bit of old school with the new school. You know, you can't be old school and say, hey, I don't believe in all this new school stuff. No, believe in it, but it should help. Like Bochy had the perfect example up in Texas. They asked, do you like analytics? And he goes, yeah, we were doing that before it had a name. You know, it was like scouting. He goes, that helps me make my decision, but it doesn't make my decision for me. And I was like, that's the best comment I've ever heard. You know, it's all this information, and then let my little old school, my knowledge, make that decision, but with all this new information. So, and that's where I'm talking. If you can use that analytics as information, but know your baseball knowledge, and then go out there and put it in there and decide who should play or what matchup. Because there's been times where I've seen a manager, you know, like Art Howe once, he put a lefty in to face a lefty. And he goes, for some reason, I just felt like he was going to get a hit. And he did. And you can't, there's no rhyme or reason, but we should have put a righty in, you know, righty lefty matchup. Mm-hmm. But he just felt like a lefty. So, you know, it's just, you got to have that baseball knowledge and then you take in that new school information and then you come with the best decision to make. And the Braves are doing that. They're doing that really well. I think they learned, unfortunately, I think they learned years ago with the Upton deal that analytics isn't everything. And they kind of went a little old school with new school. So I think the Braves are doing pretty well right now.
Heath Bell is on Twitter. He is at HeathBell21, former Major League All-Star closer, and joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Heath, really appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight, and we certainly look forward to chatting again with you soon.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out at Kia Studios Tuesday night with you. All-Star game is underway. Braves making some plays already. Sean Murphy threw out a base runner, and Orlando Arcia applied the tag. So Sean Murphy, the really nice defensive play, throwing a guy out. So we got that. Ronnie 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett Cole pitched his inning, and it was only a 9-pitch inning, but Ronnie, Freeman, and Betts went 1-2-3, and that was it. So no score right now. Zach Gallen's still in as of right now. What do you think, Adam, about the uniforms? Obviously, you know, they do these kind of same color uniforms now, and this is a very Seattle-like uniform. What do you think about the uniforms of the All-Star team?
I like them. They're fine. I don't think they're...
So you're one of these dopey millennials that... see, again... there should be a rule in Major League Baseball that all of the All-Stars have to wear their uniforms from 1977 and 1978. That should be the only uniforms that are allowed to be worn during All-Star games. We're talking about the powder blues of the Philadelphia Phillies. We're talking about the all-yellow of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're talking about the brown and the yellows of the San Diego Padres. We're talking about the Astros with that, you know, star and that multicolor across their chest. Like, that's what we're talking about. Give me that kind of all-star. That should be the rule, is that everybody should wear their uniforms from 1977 and 1978, and that's it.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I love that idea.
Yeah, I mean, again, those are... That was what made the All-Star game so great, too. Like, for instance, you'd watch the All-Star game, and everybody would line up on the, you know, foul lines, and they'd introduce everybody, and you'd see your guy in their uniform, right? Like, there wasn't this Nike deal and all this kind of stuff. Your guy, whether you rooted for the Padres or the Braves or the Indians, your guy was in his uniform representing your team. And that's what I loved about it. And again, when you look at those 77, 78 All-Star teams, and it's the Kansas City Royals in the powder blues and the Chicago Cubs in their pinstripes, you know, and it's the Yankees in their classic uniforms. It's the Red Sox in their classic uniforms. It's the Pirates in the all-yellow. That's what made the All-Star great. That's what made the All-Star game so fun, is seeing your guys in those uniforms. And now we have, you know, again, I understand why they do it. It's all about money. There's no other reason to do it than it's all about money. But everybody looks like they play for the Seattle Mariners in this game.
Yeah, that it does look a little funny.
Yeah.
Kind of takes away the whole point of, you know, oh, we want everyone represented and all the team. Yeah.
Right. And I want to see a Mariners player wear the trident. I want to see a Mariners player wear the blue hat with the trident in, for the M on his logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see a Texas Rangers player, because there's plenty of Texas Rangers player. I want to see them in their powder blues. Right? The red and the dark blue and the powder blues. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see the Astros players with the Astro, you know, the space logo across their chest.
Yeah.
Like Nolan Ryan had, you know, guys like that. Or J.R. Richard. Like, I want to see those uniforms.
Let's have some fun with it. Let's be a little creative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because, again, everybody looks like Julio Lugo or whoever. What's the guy's name? Who's the guy's name? Julio, the big star player for for the Mariners. My brain is dead. But everybody looks like him. You know, everybody looks like him.
Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, Julio Rodriguez. Like, everybody looks like Julio Rodriguez because they all got the same uniform on. Like, they all look like they're Seattle Mariners players. Like, you know, come on, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's go old school. Maybe someday. Maybe when they get to the 100-year anniversary. What year? Because the All-Star game started in 33, right? What year would this be?
33, so that would mean...
So we got 10 more years?
Yeah. Yeah. 10 more years.
So this is the 90th... They've played more than 90 All-Star games because that in the early 60s they played multiple All-Star games.
They played more
than one All-Star games for just a few years. So they played more. I think in the early 60s was that they played multiple All-Star games.
So
it's weird. I mean, there's been weird things with the All-Star game over the years, but let's bring back the old school uniform. So, all right, speaking of old school, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Has anybody ever complained about the length of baseball playoff games? Like, I know people have complained about regular season baseball games and the length of them, and especially when it's the Atlanta Braves versus whatever, the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? We don't want to see 3.5-4-hour games. But does anybody complain when it's Braves-Dodgers in the playoffs with it all on the line about the length of the game? I don't think so. So here's what's happening. The MLB Players Association, the Major League Baseball Players Association, wants to soften the pitch timer rule as the 2023 playoff season approaches. Now, Rob Manfred is looking at keeping everything status quo as is. Tony Clark from the MLBPA Executive Director. Quote, I don't think there are too many folks that want to have a new rule affect a game in a pennant chase or in the playoffs. There are adjustments that can be beneficial. Now, obviously this has been the big change in baseball is pitch clock and speeding up the game. And it's done a great job. I mean, listen, the Braves play a lot of these games where they play the god-awful Marlins or the dreadful Washington Nationals or the godforsaken Oakland A's, and those games fly right by.
Yep.
That's how they should be,
yep.
Right? They should fly by. But there's nothing wrong with the nuances of baseball when you get into high-pressure, high-leverage situations. That's playoff baseball. And the Players Association wants a little bit of a change. Quote, consider this from Tony Clark as well. Quote, considering you just played a 162-game season with a pitch clock, nobody is looking to play 3.5-4-hour games. I don't think a few seconds here or there is going to create a 3.5-4-hour game. So basically, they don't want the pitch clock to have to be such a dominant force. Now, Rob Manfred said, quote, we don't want a postseason game decided on a violation. We haven't had a game decided that way so far. I understand it's a possibility. But what the Players Association is really saying is, again, they're not trying to get back to the old way of thinking in this, that, and the other. But they do talk about, quote, the lines of communication are open. We're glad that they are. We're hopeful that despite some of the things not being included in the conversation initially, that they might be considered down the stretch. Like, they want some things softened. So right now, what you're looking at is it's 15 seconds, which allows 15 seconds between pitches when the bases are empty and 20 seconds when runners are on. They want to expand that a little bit, right? When you're in high leverage situations, when you need to make sure you get the sign from your third base coach, this, that, and the other. You want to make sure that in these high leverage situations that everything is on track. It's not about trying to blow through a game to get through it as quickly as possible. And again, I will say, they've done a great job of speeding up baseball games. But do we complain on a basis that playoff games are too long? When you get to the playoffs, you want to see good baseball, not fast baseball necessarily. I know the two things can both coincide and maybe oppose one another, but it's not about speed when it comes to playoff baseball. I want to see well-played playoff baseball. I want to see strategy and all those kinds of things involved in it. All right, speaking of baseball, we're going to hear from Alex Anthopoulos when we come back from the top of the hour. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios Tuesday night with you. All-Star Game is underway. Braves making some plays already. Sean Murphy threw out a base runner, and Orlando Arcia applied the tag. So Sean Murphy, the really nice defensive play, throwing a guy out. So we got that. Ronnie 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett Cole pitched his inning, and it was only a 9-pitch inning, but Ronnie, Freeman, and Betts went 1-2-3, and that was it. So no score right now. Zach Gallen's still in as of right now. What do you think, Dom, about the uniforms? Obviously, you know, they do these kind of same color uniforms now, and this is a very Seattle-like uniform. What do you think about the uniforms of the All-Star team?
I like them. They're fine. I don't think
that. So you're one of these dopey millennials that, see, again, there should be a rule in Major League Baseball that all of the All-Stars have to wear their uniforms from 1977 and 1978. That should be the only uniforms that are allowed to be worn during All-Star games. We're talking about the powder blues of the Philadelphia Phillies. We're talking about the all yellow of the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're talking about the brown and the yellows of the San Diego Padres. We're talking about the Astros with that, you know, star and that multicolor across their chest. Like, that's what we're talking about. Give me that kind of all-star. That should be the rule, is that everybody should wear their uniforms from 1977 and 1978, and that's it.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I love that idea.
Yeah, I mean, again, that was what made the All-Star game so great, too. Like, for instance, you'd watch the All-Star game, and everybody would line up on the, you know, foul lines, and they'd introduce everybody, and you'd see your guy in their uniform, right? Like, there wasn't this Nike deal and all this kind of stuff. Your guy, whether you rooted for the Padres or the Braves or the Indians, your guy was in his uniform representing your team. And that's what I loved about it. And again, when you look at those 77, 78 All-Star teams, and it's the Kansas City Royals in the powder blues and the Chicago Cubs in their pinstripes, you know, and it's the Yankees in their classic uniforms. It's the Red Sox in their classic uniforms. It's the Pirates in the all yellow. That's what made the All-Star great. That's what made the All-Star game so fun, is seeing your guys in those uniforms. And now we have, you know, again, I understand why they do it. It's all about money. There's no other reason to do it than it's all about money. But everybody looks like they play for the Seattle Mariners in this game.
Yeah, that it does look a little funny.
Yeah.
Kind of takes away the whole point of, you know, oh, we want everyone represented and all the
right.
team. Yeah.
Right. And I want to see a Mariners player wear the trident. I want to see a Mariners player wear the blue hat with the trident and for the M on his logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see a Texas Rangers player. Because there's plenty of Texas Rangers players. I want to see them in their powder blues, right? The red and the dark blue and the powder blues. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see the Astros players with the Astro, you know, the space logo across their chest.
Yeah.
Like Nolan Ryan had, you know, guys like that. Or J.R. Richard. Like, I want to see those uniforms.
Let's have some fun with it. Let's be a little creative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because, again, everybody looks like Julio Lugo, or whoever. What's the guy's name? Who's the guy's name? Julio, the big star player for the Mariners. My brain is dead. But everybody looks like him. Everybody looks like him.
Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, Julio Rodriguez. Like, everybody looks like Julio Rodriguez because they all got the same uniform on. Like, they all look like they're Seattle Mariners players. Like, you know, come on, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's go old school. Maybe someday. Maybe when they get to the 100-year anniversary. What year? Because the All-Star game started in 33, right? What year would
in
this
33,
be?
33, so that would mean...
So we got 10 more years?
Yeah. Yeah. 10
so,
more right, years.
So this is the 90th... Well, they've played more than 90 All-Star games, because do you know that in the, what was it, the early 60s, they played multiple All-Star games.
Did
you know that? They played more than one All-Star games for just a few years. So they played more. I think in the early 60s, I think that was that they played multiple All-Star games.
Huh,
so it's weird. I mean, there's been weird things with the All-Star game over the years. But let's bring back the old school uniform. So, all right. Speaking of old school, let's get to something we call What's Buggin' Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off.
Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, has anybody ever complained about the length of baseball playoff games? Like, I know people have complained about regular season baseball games and the length of them, and especially when it's the Atlanta Braves versus whatever, the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? We don't want to see 3.5-4-hour games. But does anybody complain when it's Braves, Dodgers in the playoffs with it all on the line about the length of the game? I don't think so. So here's what's happening. The MLB Players Association, the Major League Baseball Players Association, wants to soften the pitch timer rule as the 2023 playoff season approaches. Now, Rob Manfred is looking at keeping everything status quo as is. Tony Clark from the MLBPA Executive Director, quote, "I don't think there are too many folks that want to have a new rule affect a game in a pennant chase or in the playoffs. There are adjustments that can be beneficial." Now, obviously, this has been the big change in baseball is pitch clock and speeding up the game. And it's done a great job. I mean, listen, the Braves play a lot of these games where they play the god-awful Marlins or the dreadful Washington Nationals or the godforsaken Oakland A's. And those games fly right by.
Yep.
That's how they should be.
Yep.
Right? They should fly by. But there's nothing wrong with the nuances of baseball when you get into high-pressure, high-leverage situations. That's playoff baseball. And the Players Association wants a little bit of a change. Quote, consider this from Tony Clark as well. Quote, considering you just played a 162-game season with a pitch clock, nobody is looking to play 3.5-4-hour games. I don't think a few seconds here or there is going to create a 3.5-4-hour game. So basically, they don't want the pitch clock to have to be such a dominant force. Now, Rob Manfred said, quote, "We don't want a postseason game decided on a violation. We haven't had a game decided that way so far. I understand it's a possibility." But what the Players Association is really saying is, again, they're not trying to get back to the old way of thinking in this, that, and the other. But they do talk about, quote, "The lines of communication are open. We're glad that they are. We're hopeful that despite some of the things not being included in the conversation initially, that they might be considered down the stretch." Like, they want some things softened. So right now, what you're looking at is it's 15 seconds, which allows 15 seconds between pitches when the bases are empty and 20 seconds when runners are on. They want to expand that a little bit. Right? When you're in high leverage situations, when you need to make sure you get the sign from your third base coach, this, that, and the other. You want to make sure that in these high leverage situations that everything is on track. It's not about trying to blow through a game to get through it as quickly as possible. And again, I will say, they've done a great job of speeding up baseball games. But do we complain on a basis that playoff games are too long? When you get to the playoffs, you want to see good baseball, not fast baseball necessarily. I know the two things can both coincide and maybe oppose one another, but it's not about speed when it comes to playoff baseball. I want to see well-played playoff baseball. I want to see strategy and all those kinds of things involved in it. All right, speaking of baseball, we're going to hear from Alex Anthopoulos when we come back from the top of the hour, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.